We are now going to talk some football.
Let's get going. Our first guest.
Yes, the newest eight-man football coach here in Lenawee County, Stephan Wilkinson from Morenci. Good to have you in this morning, sir.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is you've had a lot of work to do since last season was over, having to go from all of your 11-man plans and go, okay, that's old news. We're now going eight-man scheduling and then having to figure out how to make everything work. And I know, you know, our next guest coming up in a minute, Coach Wilharms, and I know you probably leaned on him quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at Coach Wilharms, and I also talked to Aaron Amthor from Onsted as well, talking schemes and stuff, but also just kind of getting right to work on that schedule after last season. We joined the Tri-River 8 League there with Britton Deerfield and just worked on trying to find some good quality opponents, but also, you know, some teams in Ohio that were close to us here in Morenci. So looking forward to that schedule and then got after it on the scheme-wise, just trying to adapt what we do to the eight-man and just giving our best there.
So I'm thinking Coach Johnson from BD was not one of the people that you were working on schemes with.
Right. Coach Johnson over at Britton Deerfield, he's got a, you know, rolling over there on the Tri-River 8 last year. And, yeah, I mean, he's one of the guys that, you know, were trying to, you know, emulate their success that they had last season. And, but, yeah.
Well, you know, and I think that brings up a great point. You know, do you feel any – pressure's the wrong word, but is there any sense of, you know, everybody else that's jumped to eight man has had pretty successful first season, so why not us?
Right, and I think that has led to, you know, our guys, you know, being excited for this season and looking for that success to bring Morenci more success and to bring it back to, you know, where we've been in the past as well. But yeah, lots of local teams have had success and. Yep. But that doesn't take away from the strength, you know, of the teams that we play that are on our schedule this year. So just looking to be competitive with them and give it our best.
Well, looking at what you're bringing back and what you guys did, you know, scheme-wise, how did that kind of fit into what you're looking at in the eight-man side? Was it an easier transition because of kind of what schemes and what your personnel was, or are you really having to, you know, work a little harder at trying to figure out what you want to do?
Yeah, the scheme wise, we didn't really change too much. What we were doing defensively, the simplisticness of it is kind of matches with the eight man, with the speed, the one-on-one looks with that. And then offensively, still wanting to run the ball, have that wing T type of look, but also some different looks as well. The fit there schematically fit pretty well. And sometimes you don't even notice the 11 man to 8 man change. It's more just working on the fundamentals.
Yeah, right. You're missing three guys. Yeah. Where'd they go?
Yeah.
Right. And some of the biggest things that we're working on has nothing to do with even doing 8 man. Just the fundamentals of it, blocking, tackling, and learning those assignments. You know, just the traditional football things are still there that we're still working on.
So how are the kids grasping it and picking up what you're doing as far as some of the schemes? Has it been easy for some of the guys to really grasp it?
Yeah, I mean, the seniors, they'll fit right in with it. And then some of the younger guys, it's just kind of catching them up to speed more so like on the general football things, you know. But, yeah, it's – you know, we've been getting after it. You know, have 2 weeks now, had our scrimmage, and looking forward to week one.
So you scrimmaged Pittsford, right?
Yeah, we went over to Pittsford. It just ended up being us two.
And they're new to the eight-man as well, right?
Yeah, so we just kind of got to welcome each other to eight-man. Got after it there, and, you know, it was good scrimmage, quality opponent, and got to – the physicality was there, and just got after it. So,
well, who are some of your returning leaders that you want to mention?
Yeah, offensively, quarterback Landon Mansfield is a senior. He's that dual threat type guy, and all these guys are probably going to be, you know, both way starters, but Landon there and Owen Blaker, offensive line, linebacker as well. And it, most of our seniority is kind of in the backfield there with Brody Pike and Jaden Abels there as well.
So you mentioned Pike and you mentioned Mansfield. There's a couple of guys that have pretty good wheels that you can rely on some of the speed things.
Yeah, so that's kind of the speed that we're going to work with and rely on, and try to use them the best we can to win those matchups.
Now, I know you've never, you know, with what you talk about, wing tee and things like that, it's not a big throwing offense, but I know, you know, sometimes in the eight-man you look at the differences. You know, some teams go a little wide open. Mansfield, as far as throwing the ball, are you comfortable with him being able to do that as well?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with him being able to throw the ball. And, yeah, a lot of teams that we'll face will go that four wide because you only lose that one eligible receiver in the eight-man game. So, you know, a lot of our defensive prep is for those spread teams on our schedule. But, we can spread them out and, you know, also have that run option as well as throwing it as well with them. So
looking at the schedule, Coach, you open up with a couple Ohio teams, as you mentioned before, Stryker and Toledo Christian. And then you kind of get into the meat of your schedule in the league. And, you know, it's a little bit different league because it's a little bit spread out geographically. I mean, of course, two from the county in there, yourselves and BD. But BD's the defending champion. Are they the team to beat? Is among the coaches, do you think, or is that not something that's really been, you know, hashed out yet?
Well, I mean, that, you know, right there, just being returning champs is there. I know North Point Christian was second in the league last year, and just on film, they seem to be there as well. But yeah, a lot of these teams, I don't really, you know, it's hard to see where we match up, you know,
sure,
necessarily, because we're new to it too, and
sure.
And that just kind of goes back to just focusing on us and just getting better every week and, you know, see where we lie at the end.
Well, and you said you saw a little bit with Stryker and Toledo Christian in scrimmages. So how do you think, Dino, what do they pose problems for you coming up the next couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, they like to spread it out, throw it, but they can run it too. But just the speed of it, some of the size of the receivers as well, just being able to match up and cover those guys while also being able to get some pressure on them. Would be our keys to success in those first 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, you talk a lot about stuff, but still kind of the trenches are very important, you know, whether you can stop them and get after them, you know, on the defensive side. So that's going to be a big thing for you guys as well.
Absolutely.
Well, and, you know, because it's a little more wide open game, I think it does dictate in your philosophy that you have to be prepared to stop both elements of the offense. It's hard to say we're just going to take away this one because the game is a little more wide open. I think you really have to have some kids who can run on defense. I mean, you always like kids who can run on defense, but I think the eight-man game maybe more so puts a premium on that speed.
Absolutely. And then, you know, still first and foremost, you want to be able to establish a run on offense and stop the run on defense. And
right.
Sometimes if you're going to want to stop the run on defense, well, you might not be able to have a safety over the top to help out on the pass. So I'm just trying to figure that out, learning from others that have had that success, and just doing the best we can with that.
And I think that's one of the biggest things is defensive schemes as far as when to walk down that safety and when to leave him back. I mean, you know, you look at some of the success that, you know, the LCS has had with the speed that they've had is, you know, if you get that quarterback to that next level and there's nobody back there after that to the third level, you know, you're gone. So it's that's kind of that crapshoot of when do I keep that safety and when do I walk him up and you know, get a little bit more in that linebacker spot. And I think that's probably going to, as far as coaching goes and in-game coaching, that's probably where you're going to have to really adjust probably a lot is to that defensive side.
Absolutely, and that's why you just kind of, you know, got to get pressure on that quarterback and make the job a little bit easier for the guys in coverage there.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, for every issue you face, the other side of the ball faces that same issue. They've got less kids to block. You've got less kids to cover, you know. Mm-hmm. There's those trade-offs in the 8-man game versus the 11-man game with fewer kids on the field.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that, again, we are going to be covering you a couple times this year. Going down to Stryker, you guys are the only team that's playing in the county on that Friday night.
Yeah, that's just the way it worked out. Yeah. Going at Stryker there. So
it works out well. We can get you on that. And then also we're going to do the BD game, which is now moved to a Saturday at noon. So yes. We'll be able to get that game on as well. But so a couple times we can get Morency on the air with the Sun the Cave this year, and looking forward to that. And so it's going to be fun. I know it's you know, I was down in Morency yesterday for a remote on one of our other stations, and, you know, people are excited. You know, I know you get a few guys out that maybe didn't play before, too, and I think it's just the atmosphere of, and talking of people that, you know, are excited for football and for what's going to happen.
Absolutely, yeah. We had a little back-to-school bash last week, and I think people are ready, you know, and embracing some change, and just looking forward to moving Morency forward.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's been the big benefit for a lot of schools of having 8-man football is, you know, if you were still an 11-man program and you had 16 kids out for football, it makes it a little tougher to be competitive with that few kids, whereas an 8-man, that's twice as many kids as you need to put on the field, and it does give you a little bit more of a fighting chance going in week to week, and I think that probably plays a role in some of the community enthusiasm, too, is it's like, hey, we got a chance every game because we're playing against like-sized schools with like numbers, and so that's got to make people feel pretty excited about the possibilities as well.
Absolutely, and just, you know, having enough guys to, you know, to more guys in practice to be able to do those things and to develop our JV guys as well is probably the biggest thing with the move to 8-man, so we can get our younger guys that experience.
Any more for
nope,
we?
Nope, I'm good.
Perfect.
Looking forward to their transition to 8-man.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Got a couple of games with you, so looking forward to that too.
Absolutely. Thanks for the coverage, and thanks for having me in.
No problem. Once again, Coach Wilkerson from Morency.